President Donald Trump is proposing the U.S. take ownership of Ukraine's nuclear power plants, suggesting it would help protect the country's energy infrastructure from Russian attacks. During a call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, on Tuesday, Trump suggested that American control over these facilities could provide both security and operational support. In a joint statement following the call, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and Secretary of State Marco Rubio expressed support for the idea, stating that the U.S. has the expertise to manage and protect these plants effectively. The proposal comes amid broader efforts to broker a partial ceasefire between Ukraine and Russia, specifically covering energy infrastructure. This move also ties into Trump's previous support for a minerals deal with Ukraine, a deal that was put on hold last month after Zelensky left the White House earlier than expected with no deal signed. White House press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the president has since, quote, moved beyond that deal. According to a New York Times report citing anonymous Ukrainian officials, as its sources, the U.S. is still seeking access to Ukrainian minerals and sees control over Europe's largest nuclear power plant positioned in Ukraine, but currently occupied by Russian forces on the front lines of the conflict as key to extracting Ukrainian minerals. President Zelensky did not directly address the nuclear ownership proposal or the status of the minerals deal in his statement Wednesday, but he did voice support for continued cooperation with the U.S. The Ukrainian president also stated peace could be, quote, achieved this year, a turnaround from his remarks earlier this month, suggesting the end of the war was, quote, very, very far away. This conversation between Trump and Zelensky comes just a day after Trump held a three-hour discussion with Russian President Vladimir Putin, also centered on a partial truce.